time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find at Natural Solutions Radio. Cell phones and cell phone dangers, especially with the new 5G. There is cancer fears over the cell phone again, but the FDA disagrees. Now, this article happened to be that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has taken the unusual step of contradicting science colleagues at an agency within the National Institutes of Health after they claimed that a study that they concluded into the effects of radio frequency radiation showed clear evidence of an association with a form of heart cancer. Scientists from the National Toxicology Program, which is part of the National Institutes of Environmental Health Sciences within the National Institutes of Health, issued a report in which they said that their study clearly showed a heart schwannomas, a form of cancer. I don't normally look at rat studies, but this was a study on male rats exposed to high levels of radio frequency radiation. They also said there was evidence to suggest that the rats that were exposed developing tumors in the brain and the adrenal glands. Now, the head scientist was John Bircher, PhD, senior scientist, National Toxicology Program, and he said, "We believe that the link between the radio frequency radiation and tumors is real." Other experts agreed, but the FDA promptly on the same day disagreed. After reviewing the study, the FDA says, "We disagree." So either way, what I want people to be aware of here, well, first of all, the study took 10 years and it cost $430 million. The FDA says that the safety limits for cell phones remains acceptable for protecting the public health, according to the FDA. So the one thing I want you to be aware of to make a difference is that when you're using the cell phones, please don't talk with the cell phone next to your ear, because that's going to be where the issue is more critical. When you have that up into your ear, that's where the radiation goes directly in, especially even in the Bluetooth they're talking about, because every time you see that little blue light blink, it's a burst of the microwave radiation. So my suggestion is please use the speaker phone when you use the phone, or you can get headphone where you talk into the speakers that way. Basically, don't put them close to you. Also, ladies, please don't put the cell phones directly into your bra. A lot of women will put the cell phones into their bra and carrying them around like that. But again, you're getting these pulsed radiations close to your heart and to your breasts. So please be careful of that. And guys, don't put the phones in your front pocket next to your testicles. That's another issue that you have to be careful of. So just be careful. Take the necessary steps. Now, there is a new condition that they're talking about, or hyper, it's like an electronic hypersensitivity, and especially with 5G, that's getting to be higher and higher frequency radiation, so some people have noticed that they're more and more sensitive. They don't sleep as well, they're a little bit more nervous, or even have a little bit more depression. Next article that I want to talk about were three facts about the flu vaccine that you need to be aware of, because of course the flu season is just coming and it's now on us, and everywhere you go is get your flu shot, get your flu shot. The hysteria ramps up and it could be challenging to make sense about all the noise about flu vaccines. There are some facts that you need to know, what it potentially means to encourage the use of, I think, the vaccines to be toxic drugs. There is a lot of underreported dangers from the flu vaccines. Now, the flu vaccine is just one vaccine that we talk about specifically because for the last 35 years, the CDC has come out and stated that the flu vaccine has been the wrong strain and has never been more than 25% to 30%, 40% effective. And this is an admission by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC out of Atlanta. And the CDC freely acknowledges that the overall effectiveness of the flu shots are less than 40% for the 2018-2019 season. In other words, 6 out of 10 flu vaccines administered would not afford any protection against the influenza. What can give you good protection is essential oils, herbs, and vitamins. And I think I have a couple articles. I'll talk about those. Anyway, that was number one. Number two, public health officials have fudged the data about hospitalizations and deaths related to the 2017-2018 flu season. As they discovered, the CDC has been including unsubstantiated flu deaths and illnesses as a poor veiled way to upsell flu shots. In their release, public health officials make no distinction between the actual flu deaths and flu-like associated illnesses, for which vaccines would offer no protection. In other words, the government freely includes pneumonia and other respiratory conditions as part of the flu and their reporting data. That's number two. Number three is an estimated 20% of the 2018-2019 flu shots will contain Thermosil, and all will contain neurotoxins. Thermosil is a type of mercury put into the flu vaccine as a preservative that can prevent fungus and mold and other germs from growing in the medication, but it's also a neurotoxin, and according to the CDC, about 34 million of the estimated 168 million flu shots, which will be manufactured and pushed into the American public for the 2018-19 flu season, contain Thermosil, which is the mercury. And as noted, as far back as 2011, there were peer-reviewed published journals, one of them, the Journal of Current Problems in Pediatric Adolescent Healthcare. Mercury is a highly toxic element. Anyway, that's the warning from the scientific community. Research indicates that mercury can readily cross the placenta and negatively affect the neurodevelopment of a growing fetus. So mothers, please be careful. The bottom line is there are other ways to protect yourself. One is to optimize your fluid intake. Drink a lot of good, healthy water. And nowadays you can buy alkaline water from almost any supermarket. Also engage in good habits of hand washing and maybe getting an essential oil, any good essential oil like lavender. You put 3 or 4 drops in the palms of your hand and then rub your hands together. Put a drop between your thumb and first finger, rub them together, and put it underneath your nose and on top of your lip. And so that when you inhale, you'll be inhaling the vapors from the essential oils. And again, whenever you shake hands, just be careful. And again, if you have the essential oils, and you put that on about every 4 hours. and that will give you protection. Also, if you're using the telephone or money or credit cards, there's a lot of bacteria that can build up on that. The other thing you guys can, you know, everybody can do is eat a nutrient-dense diet by adequate exercise and adequate sleep, and supplement your diet with vitamin C and vitamin D. And no question about it that that's going to make a big difference. Vitamin D is better than the flu shot for respiratory infections. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Colloidal silver is a great natural antibiotic. Of course, turmeric is one of the strongest immune builders. Cinnamon helps to regulate sugar metabolism, and the higher the insulin and sugar, the more your immune system is affected. Apple cider vinegar is really great to give you all the probiotics and the prebiotics, the food that the probiotics eat. So a great comment. That really does make a difference.
You know, in the vaccines, they put the mercury. They could substitute silver. Right?
Oh, yes, they could. They could substitute all kinds of things or leave that out. But the intent is that they want to cause an antibody reaction. And so they put these toxins in there to actually stimulate the body to have a neurological response of some kind. And again, depending upon the sensitivity of the individual is how bad that neurological response becomes, because there's so much research about negative responses from vaccines. And again, it depends upon the vaccines. When we were kids, as an example, there were only so many vaccines that you had, but I think there was maybe 10, 12 at the time. Now there's 65 different vaccines that kids are getting up until the time they're 12, 13 years old. You get people, they're being injected with 4, 5, 6 of the vaccines at one time, and there's not been one study ever that talks about the interaction between multiple injections of different vaccines. There's not one study, no scientist can quote any study that's been out there where they've done that. So again, depending upon the person, I guess if someone is eating Big Macs and following a junk food diet and having Trix and a glass of milk for breakfast or donuts for breakfast, I would say to those individuals and those families, get your vaccines, because your lifestyle is such that you're not promoting a healthy lifestyle. But for those of you that are taking your supplements, especially vitamin D, and you keep your vitamin D levels up, that's going to really give you protection. So here was a article that talks about using vitamin D, and in the study, they pooled data from 25, they did what was called meta-analysis, and they looked at 25 studies that included more than 10,000 people over 10 years, and they found that the people that had the highest vitamin D supplementation or had the highest amount of vitamin D in their blood had the fewer incidents of contracting the flu. And the new research shows that vitamin D helps prevent the infection. And the only thing is what is the medical establishment? Will they promote that? Now, when you read the study, they were talking about that the medical establishment says that if you can get your blood up to, say, 30 nanograms per milliliter, that that's enough. And the Vitamin D Council, as an example, recommends that you get well above between at least 40 to 60. And the newest research shows that if you can get your vitamin D up to 70 nanograms per milliliter, that you're really going to do a lot of prevention. And there was a study done in 2010 from the Japanese study that found that vitamin D supplementation was just as effective as vaccines. Now, if the first symptom of a flu or a cold, my suggestion would be to take about 50,000 units of vitamin D3. Then you can also take about 3 to 6 grams divided doses. I use a vitamin C, Nature Sunshine vitamin C, and I use that in the time release because it's the only one where you get vitamin C over a long period of time, over 24 hours. So at the first symptom, or if you're around a lot of people, take 50,000 units of vitamin D3, take the vitamin C, 1,000 milligram time release, 1-3 times a day. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. Thank you for joining me. It's always nice to give the gift of health. And by the way, Prime Longevity, when you scroll down, there's an article that I wrote on the 8 causes of disease. Then just below that is the ingredient list. And there's no better supplement on the market. There's no question about it. PrimeLongevity.com. And again, you can order direct now online.
We do have a question.
Okay.
What can I do to help my heart get stronger? I have CHF 2025 injections fraction.
So CHF, chronic is congestive heart failure. And there's a couple things that can really help to rebuild the heart. Linus Pauling, who is one of the top chemists and won the Nobel Prize, he was the vitamin C doctor. He would talk about taking vitamin C and L-lysine, the amino acid L-lysine, in a 2-to-1 ratio, 2 vitamin C to 1 L-lysine. So I would take, as an example, the vitamin C time release by Nature Sunshine, and that would be the 1 gram or the 1,000 milligram, and I would take maybe 1-3 times a day, and the L-lysine I would probably take 1-3 times a day. That's 500 milligrams. That helps to restore the tensile strength of the arteries. The other couple things that I would do is I would add vitamin E with selenium. That helps to strengthen the heart and allow the red blood cells to uptake more oxygen. Then hawthorn berries is a specific herb tonic to the heart that you can take. And ginkgo hawthorn or Nature Sunshine makes a combination called HS2, which is a heart stimulant number 2. Very, very good combination. And hawthorn berry, ginkgo biloba, they are very good. But hawthorn is a tonic to the heart. Then one of the most important herbs that you can take for the heart is cayenne pepper. And as an example, cayenne pepper will stop a heart attack within 30 seconds. If you ever think you're having a heart attack, take a half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of hot cayenne pepper, the powder. Put it in a glass of water, stir it up, and just drink it down. And that will really make a difference as far as stopping a heart attack. Also, beets, as an example, eating beets, very, very good for the heart and uptakes more oxygen. Here's an article that has beetroot as a natural cure for cancer. It's one of the top 3 foods that helped to stop cancer. This was from the Department of Internal Disease in Hungary. They did studies. A lot of these studies on beets go all the way back to the 1950s. they were doing studies on beets with lung tumors and other forms of cancer and for people that couldn't gain weight. And they took beet and beet juice, and they would give the beet root, and they said that that actually has the best form of chemotherapy, and it exhibited astounding cases of remission. Not only can it help the heart, but it can help with cancer. And you've heard me talk about beets before. They're saying it has, of course, potassium and phosphorus and calcium and sulfur and magnesium, but it be used as a natural cure for cancer. It really has the ability for the blood to uptake more oxygen. And so that's probably one of the things that it does the most. And again, these studies were done. And the easiest way to consume that is either beet juice, you know, a couple of ounces. Don't take more than 2 or 3 ounces at a time. And I would mix it with other kinds of juice, maybe carrot juice, celery juice, cucumber, maybe apple and blueberries. And it'll taste better. But a lot of beet juice at one time can cause the liver to detox very quickly. Sometimes you'll feel that. It almost makes your liver squeeze. But you can get a couple of ounces of beet juice per day, build up slowly, and then you can drink a little more on that. That's going to make a difference. And then the other two things that are specific for congestive heart failure would be vitamin D and vitamin K2. So you would want to take about, I'm going to say, minimum of 5,000 units a day of vitamin D. But for congestive heart failure, I would probably have 10,000 units a day of vitamin D3. And I would have that with a vitamin K2 and at least 500 micrograms, even 1,000 micrograms, 1 milligram per 5,000 units of vitamin D. So if you take one pill of vitamin D3 per day, I would add one vitamin K2. That will actually clear a lot of the calcium and the plaque out of the arteries and out of the valve of the heart and lower the calcium score on that. Both of them together will improve the ejection fraction, because that 20 to 25%, that's pretty low. We'd like to see that ejection fraction go up much higher. So if you add the hawthorn berries, you add the cayenne pepper, and one of the easy ways, you can put a quarter teaspoon in a glass of water with maybe a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and you have that with your meals. And then, again, or you learn to just take cayenne pepper a quarter teaspoon 3 times a day, even up to a half a teaspoon 3 times a day, and that will really make a difference. And if you do that and take the vitamin E, take the CQ10, with the essential fatty acids like fish oil to help lower the triglycerides and lower the amount of inflammation. Fish oil will do that. You'll really notice that you can repair your heart. You need at least 200 micrograms of selenium. So I would add something like Prime Longevity, because it's going to give you the CQ10, give you the selenium. It's going to have the pomegranate extract, the turmeric extract, the resveratrol, the lipoic acid. It's going to have another 2,000 units of vitamin D. So it's really going to give you a lot of nutrients for congestive heart failure. If you do that and then get your heart checked again in about a month, then I would be willing to bet that the doctor's going to say your heart is much better and the ejection fraction has improved. Often there's a condition called cardiomyopathy that goes along with congestive heart failure. And when you take the vitamin E, the CQ10, the triglyceride lowering from fish oil, the vitamin D, vitamin K, you can really increase the ejection fraction and shrink the heart. Cardiomyopathy is when the heart swells up, and you can actually shrink that back down. We've reversed that quite a bit. I think you could do that. Follow my instructions on that, and you'll notice that your heart improves dramatically. I see there was another question using silver on a regular basis. You certainly can. Depending upon the colloidal silver, you have to look at the size of the colloidal silver and that there needs to be no other compounds, no other minerals with that. So it's done in distilled water. It's not done in tap water or any other kinds of proteins that have been added to the silver, because then you get different silver compounds, and those can become large molecular sizes, and you get a condition called ageria, where you start to turn a little gray. But you could take a teaspoon, even up to a tablespoon. We use silver micronutrient because it's a very small particle size, and it also is a spherical shape and all the correct electrical charge. So we use very special. We look at the products that we bring into our store. But you could get Bob Beck's electrification of the blood, and that machine will also, it's called the silver pulser, and you can get and make colloidal silver. I would use distilled water for that, and if you heat the distilled water, it will make a smaller size, particle size on the colloidal silver. So all of these things, colloidal silver is a great antibiotic. And again, for those of you with that heart condition, make sure you're getting the beet juice or eating beets and asparagus and sauerkraut and apple cider vinegar. And those are going to really make the difference in your health. Those are some of the highest grade foods you can eat. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back. Thank you for joining me. And again, go to primelongevity.com and check that out, because that's the best anti-aging supplement on the market. www.primelongevity.com.
Good morning, Dr. Ben-Joseph. An article I want you to know about, it's in the latest of Life Extension magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this article, the title is Curcumin Starves Cancer Cells to Death.
Oh, yes, curcumin. Curcumin is the main compound in the spice turmeric. Yes, and the curcumin is the compound that's now being extracted from the turmeric and being put into pills, tablets, and capsules, and highly concentrated. Some companies, more than other companies, are concentrating it down. All the research is showing that turmeric, and especially the compound curcumin, is one of the strongest anti-cancer compounds, so no question about it.
It says, these newly discovered energy-disrupting properties of curcumin further support and prevent the potential of this botanical compound. They also say a new study shows that curcumin sharply restricts cancer cells' ability to extract energy from glucose in the blood.
Oh, yes. It changes blood glucose chemistry, lowers the amount of glucose in the blood, and we know because Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize back in 1931, and he proved that cancer cells use glucose, they ferment glucose to get their energy. So whenever you can disrupt the glucose metabolism of cancer cells, they are going to starve and die. And so that's what they're finding. There's a lot of compounds that do that. Curcumin is one, and I did talk just a little bit earlier about, as an example, beetroot. Asparagus is another one. The fermented foods like sauerkraut, those are other foods, and they're all, and cinnamon. especially true cinnamon. That's one of the ones that they're now studying more and more, because it also disrupts the sugar metabolism of cancer cells. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. A good day.
And again, when we had a number of weeks ago, we did with George Orville, Chemical Warfare on America, and that's a very good resource. We have that book at Health Naturally, the chemicals that are in the food supply, in the water supply, in the vaccines, and GMO or anything. This is a great book that gives all kinds of research and pulls up all those studies in one book for you, so that you would have a very good resource.
We do have one more question. A question is, I have a friend suffering with one of his hands starting to shake. Any suggestions to restore health?
Yeah, that could be what's called either essential tremors, or it could be a part of a type of Parkinson's, or even a type of MS. You know, they have to get some studies done on that. But one of the things that they would add is fish oil, and but a high amount, probably double or triple the dose. That can make a difference. And also coconut oil. And I'm talking about, let's say, anywhere from 4 to 6 tablespoons per day. We've known that that has done wonders for helping to reverse Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and neurological disorders. There's also a technique called EWOT, that's exercise with oxygen therapy. And what you can do is you get where you put on a mask with a large hose, and it's connected to a very large bag of a special material that is full of pure oxygen, or about 96% oxygen. And you would exercise aerobically for about 15 minutes while you're breathing pure oxygen. And we're not talking about a small amount of oxygen from a cannula and an oxygen concentrator. We're talking about pure oxygen every breath, about anywhere from 3 to 5 liters of pure oxygen with every breath that you breathe. Just depends how much you breathe. And the average person breathes about 3 to 5 liters of air per breath, and they might breathe anywhere from 20 to 50 times per minute. So let's say you're doing 30 or 40 breaths per minute when you exercise, and you're doing, let's say, 4 liters of air, you could be doing between 120 and 160 liters of oxygen per minute while you're exercising. So that's a very high amount, and we've seen that reverse neurological conditions. We've seen it reverse Alzheimer's and dementia and Parkinson's and MS, and we've even seen some of ALS symptoms reversed. Oftentimes, just taking the nutrients is not enough. Certainly, taking the high amounts of the fish oil, that, and the coconut oil, which is a medium-chain triglyceride, so that is important to take, and those are in high, high doses. So, very good question. Thank you. And then that other one with the silver, yes, you can take vitamin D3 and the vitamin K. I would take that, daily. And again, I mentioned 5,000 minimum, maybe 10,000. And if you're taking prime longevity with that, then you might only need one of those a day. That would give you 7,000 units a day. And you would take one vitamin K2 of about 500 micrograms. And that's going to give you plenty, all that you'll need. It's going to help keep you more cancer-free, help you to avoid cancer, help you to avoid getting sick with the colds and flu. Anyway, I want to go back. There was a study on expectant mothers, pregnant women, and there was a landmark study that describes the link between the pesticide levels in the blood of expectant mothers and autism or neurological risks in the children, their fetuses. Printed in the American Journal of Psychiatry, they have more clues, and they provided more clues as to why autism rates in children continue to skyrocket throughout the Western world. And this was a groundbreaking new study published in the American Journal of Psychiatry that founds that pesticide exposure, specifically in pregnant women, is directly correlated to increased autism risk in children, pointing to industrial agriculture as the major causes of brain damage in exposed children. The team of researchers, these were from Columbia University School of Public Health in New York City, and they joined researchers from the University of Turku and the National Institutes of Health, also from the country of Finland. And they wanted to take a closer look at whether or not pesticides and herbicides and fungicides played a role in causing autism. And it said, using data collected from the Finnish prenatal study, the investigators analyzed serum blood samples for more than 750 children with autism. And they looked specifically for these pesticides. And they looked for chemical byproducts of these pesticides, even pesticides like DDT. They were looking in these serum samples, and they compared what they found to serum samples from matched control children without autism. And what they discovered is that a child's risk of developing autism is roughly 33% higher when their mothers have elevated levels of these chemical byproducts in their blood, and that risk jumps to about 50% when they're detected in the top 75 percentile. So when they found these chemical byproducts that were in the top 75 percentile, the risk was double for autism. So they're suggesting that there is a corollary relationship between increased pesticide exposure and increased risk of neurological problems in the fetuses and in the just born. So these are groundbreaking findings, and they noted in their paper that it provides the first biomarker-based evidence that maternal exposure to insecticides is associated with autism among their offspring. So again, think of it. Everything that we've been eating now in the last 50 years, especially in the last 25 years, have been very high in pesticides and insecticides and herbicides and fungicides. And these pesticides, herbicides, these are all passed down from mother to child through the umbilical cord. And they get into a mother's blood through her food supply, and they do go through the umbilical cord. That child or that fetus is exposed to very high exposures. They are insisting that these findings are correlative to how much is in the blood of the mother, that how much passes through the umbilical cord to the fetus, and how much then they're able to measure in the children that are born. There was a study by the Environmental Working Group where they tested hundreds and hundreds of cord blood, and they found that the average child, even up to 5 years old, and the average infant had over 230 different chemicals in the umbilical cord blood as it was tested. So you can't have all of these chemicals that are neurological chemicals and neurotoxins without having some of the side effects. And you can't really listen to the government where they're going to tell you that all of these are fine and that not to worry about the pesticides. But now, again, they are finding that these pesticides do cause what's called neuroinflammation. And it's commonly seen in any child with autism or a neurodegenerative condition. They're seeing inflammation in the neurons in the brain, and they're able to measure that. So this was a study that was done in Medical News Today. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you so much. Prime Longevity is probably the best gift of health that you can give. Take advantage of it.
You also have a question.
Okay.
It says, help, I sat through re-roofing at my office building, only to find out after 4 days that asbestos was shaken loose.
Oh.
And I sat through it in my small office. Is there anything I can do to help me hopefully not get sick in the future?
Yes, take silica. What you're going to do is take bamboo silica. Silica will help to break down the silicosis from asbestos. So you're going to take organic silica, which will displace the inorganic silica. We've used that in people with mesothelioma in their lungs, which is a silicosis from the asbestos, and help reverse that. Again, we have that. The phone number is 915-833-0222, and we mail all over. And then the other nutrients you can take to keep the lungs oxygenated, that I talked about vitamin E, I talked about selenium, I talked about CQ10, resveratrol. These are other compounds that help oxygenate and help reduce inflammation. So that's what the asbestos is going to do. It's going to lower the amount of oxygenation that your lungs can pick up and put into the red blood cells. So you want to take those nutrients. Prime Longevity has them. The only thing I would add, again, is vitamin D, vitamin K2, and then I would take an extra vitamin E, a mixed vitamin E. That's the mixed tocotrienols and tocopherols, and the reason I don't put that in Prime, it takes a huge amount. I don't put the macro things in there. They're an entire pill. So you can get vitamin E fairly inexpensively. Again, we have it at Health Naturally. We have it in the mixed form, which is the alpha, beta, gamma, delta. And it's both the tocotrienols and the tocopherols. And you want to take it that way. And that's going to help oxygenate your blood and help your heart. So when you take all those nutrients, and again, I found another study here that this one was printed in the International Journal of Cardiology. And again, it was quoting from that same study that was presented in the Journal of PLOS. And they were talking about using coenzyme Q10, using selenium, and using multivitamin supplementation. And they were, again, quoting from that. The study was involved with almost 500 healthy elderly, where their average age was 78 years old. And they followed them. They took the supplement for 4 years, and then after, they followed them another 12 years. And even after 8 and 9 years, they found that the groups were still doing healthy, and that the controlled group died at a much higher disease rate with their heart, almost 15% higher death rates in the placebo groups than in the those taking the supplement. So think of that. Again, it's a health insurance. Prime Longevity is going to be one of the best health insurance that you can do. There's no question about it that that is true health insurance. Okay, let's take the caller. You are on.
Hi, Dr. Ben Joseph. It's Mark again.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I wanted to say how thankful I am for you and your crew. You guys are awesome. I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that, Mark. We really do. You know, it gives you a warmth to be of service, to do things that, you know, to help make you feel good. You know, I have a lot of gratitude that I'm able to have the knowledge that I can help so many people. And I think, as an example, when people have cancer, we give them a program, and then 2 weeks and a month later, they're feeling so much better and still doing well years later, where they were given a death sentence. It just gives you a lot of appreciation and gratitude. And so thank you so much, Mark. I really that's really nice for you to say that to us.
Well, I wanted to say it on the air because everybody should be thankful for you, because, it's so rare, and it shouldn't be. But, you know, you guys keep sticking with it. You're you're thick-skinned and you're determined to take care of people no matter what. And you guys are great examples. I just want to say thank you so much. You guys have helped me and my family a lot through your advice and the radio show. So God bless you, and I'll see you later.
That is really nice. Okay, I really appreciate
that.
That
was really cool.
Yes, that was very nice of you. And it is really important to, you know, when we talk about so much of the physical body here with taking the right herbs and vitamins, and that's what helps get your mind in a good state. Because when you physically feel better, you're going to mentally feel better. And then when you do some service, you're going to really feel mentally better. So, again, keeping your body, mind, spirit all in balance, there's no question about it. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning at Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. I'm also a full professor in Medicina Alternativa. Thank you all for joining us. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally, etc. And take your vitamins, everyone, because that's how you're going to stay extra healthy, and it's your true health insurance.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.